Praise the Lord, this is Tony Alamo, and we're reading through the Bible, and this is the second chapter of Colossians. Let's all go to the throne of the living God to ask him to bless this service. Father, we thank and praise your holy name for your word, because it's through your word that we are able to know exactly how to enter the kingdom of heaven. And we have daily strength given to us, your strength, your power in us, to cause us to continue on to the end, because all those that continue on to the end shall be saved, not those that start and then end it. Lord God, bless this service. Open hearts and minds. Fill them with your wisdom and understanding of the Scriptures, with the Spirit, with Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, let's begin in the King James Version.
Colossians chapter 2. For I would that ye knew what great conflict I have for you, and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh.
Okay, go ahead and read it over here.
I would like you to know how much I have warred for you and for the church at Laodicea, and for all those who have not seen my face in the flesh.
Okay, continue in King James.
That their hearts might be comforted, be knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement...
Okay, the full assurance of understanding means that you can have the full assurance to enter the kingdom of heaven by your understanding of the Scriptures, because it's impossible to get into the kingdom of heaven if you don't understand what the Scriptures are saying. If you don't understand the roadmap, you better find out how to understand it, because this is the roadmap to the kingdom of God. It's very hard to find directions in the world if you're not... If you're going into a foreign land, you don't know where anything is unless you ask for a guide or a map. And you better learn how to read a map. This is the most important, the Word of God is the most important map in the world, because it shows you exactly how to enter the kingdom of heaven. And those that say, well, I don't read the Word enough, is you don't read the map well enough and you're lost. If you don't know the map, you're lost. Amen?
Amen?
And people can say the prayer, you know, come into my heart, Lord Jesus, wash me in your precious blood. Make me a new creature. I'm sorry for the sins that I committed, and I thank you for dying for my sins. Enter my heart. And then if you just don't care about traveling onward to the end, well, you're lost. Because there's a road that to eternity. It's straight and narrow, and it's very defined. And we have to learn the way that the road goes. You can't go off of the road, because if you did that in an automobile, you know better than that, because you'd be in the ditch. And if you go, this road into the eternal life is a lot more important than even driving down a highway, because you get off the road here and you're in hell. And you don't care enough about learning how to get to heaven, to read the Word of God, which is our roadmap. Well, then, don't blame God when you wind up in hell. Blame yourself. You're cursed the day you were born. All right, then go ahead.
For I would that ye knew what great conflict I have for you, and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding.
It's a very rich thing to have, the full assurance of understanding. That's impossible without reading the Word of God. How can you understand the spiritual road to heaven if you... and how could you have assurance that you're going to heaven if you don't have the riches of understanding? You become rich with understanding when you read the Word and when you understand the Word. A lot of people read the Word, just they think they're reading it without understanding it. It says, read the Word with understanding. Pray to the Lord with understanding. Praise God with understanding. What good is just to say in an empty-headed way, praise you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, praise you, Jesus. You're supposed to understand why you're praising him. Amen?
Amen.
And why you're thanking him. And when you're reading, you have to understand. If you don't understand, don't read fast. Read it. Meditate on it until you understand. Ask the Lord, give me the understanding of this scripture so that I can understand how to go on, how to have more assurance, because I have the clear direction. I have the vision. the actual knowledge, spiritual knowledge of how they enter the kingdom of heaven. People just read hickory dickory dock, just one word after the other, and they don't even know what they're reading, and they don't even care. They think reading without understanding is good. It's nothing at all. Okay, then what?
To the acknowledgement of the mystery of God.
See, that you acknowledge the mystery of God. You can learn the mystery of God. God has shown this secret of the knowledge of God, how to enter the kingdom of heaven. Man, it's like a secret that was never known before. If you don't know the secret, then you're in trouble. Go ahead.
To the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ.
Okay, read up to that point in mind.
My aim is that they are encouraged and knit together by strong ties of love.
By, love is the keeping of God's commandments, by understanding what to do and then doing it strongly, making sure that you do it. If somebody asks for your coat, give them your cloak also. Make double sure you're going to heaven. Don't just barely do it. Overdo it. I'm glad I'm known as Tony Overkill Alamo. Overdo it. Overdo everything. Overdo it. Then you're going to make sure you're in heaven. Amen?
Amen.
Overdo it. Overflow. My cup runneth over. It overflows. Amen?
Amen.
With the word.
My aim is that they are encouraged and knit together by strong ties of love. I want them to have all confidence from their understanding for assurance of understanding, that they might be able to acknowledge the mystery of God and
of the... If they understand everything, then they'll understand the full knowledge of God. Amen?
Amen.
They'll be assured that this is the knowledge of God. Amen?
Amen.
You have a full assurance. If you know the Word of God, you've got full assurance that you know it. Amen?
Amen.
That's all it's saying. Amen?
Amen?
Okay, then what?
That they might be able to acknowledge the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. This means they have complete understanding of God's secret purpose, which is Christ Himself.
Right. What is God's purpose? He wants to reconcile everything to God in Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Everything is going to be in Christ. So read that again.
That they might be able to acknowledge the mystery...
That they, which means the church... You study so that you might be able to acknowledge what?
The mystery of God and of the Father.
There's no mystery anymore because Paul and the apostles laid it out. They said, this mystery has never been known before. And it's been given to me, Paul said. Amen?
Amen.
To give to you Gentiles. Amen?
Amen.
So it's no mystery anymore. Don't try to make it look like a mystery. And if somebody lies to you and tells you that the Word of God is a mystery... It's only because they haven't read it. And if they read it, they didn't understand it. Amen?
Amen.
They don't have any spiritual understanding. Then what?
That they might be able to acknowledge the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. This means they have complete understanding of God's secret purpose, which is Christ Himself.
My Christ Himself. That's His purpose? Yes, because everything was in Adam and it was going to hell. So he had to send Christ so that everything that's going to heaven will be reconciled together in him. Amen?
Amen.
You understand? That's the mystery. The mystery of God is Christ. And it's not a mystery to us anymore. We know we have to be in Christ to get to heaven. Amen?
Amen.
Noah's Ark was a type of Christ. Everybody that was going to be saved had to be on Noah's Ark. Otherwise, you're, clawing at the outside of the Ark. I call it the world's largest emery board. You know where you shave your nails down? Well, they're clawing at it. Their fingernails got really short then. Right?
Right.
Okay, then what?
In him is hidden all the treasure of wisdom and knowledge.
Yes. Read that again. In him, in Christ, that's the mystery of God. What?
Is hidden all the treasure of wisdom and knowledge.
Okay, so you reverse that. You just say it, explain it a little bit more. In the Word of God is what?
Hidden all the treasure of wisdom and knowledge.
Christ is the Word of God, amen?
Amen.
So in Christ, the Word of God, are hidden what?
All the treasures.
All the treasures. Of what?
Wisdom and knowledge.
Of wisdom and knowledge. And those of you that don't read the Word of God, you don't have anything. And you're nothing to the Lord. And those of you that know it and don't do it are worse. You're the worst. And you whisperers and backbiters. You know, if you read the word, you'd know. And there's no mystery that the Lord hates those that do that.
In him is hidden all the treasure of wisdom and knowledge.
Okay, in him, as I said, the Word of God, Christ is the Word of God, is hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge?
Yes.
That's why Jesus said, he's the wisdom of God, amen?
Amen.
He's the wisdom. There is no wisdom without Christ. You have no wisdom unless you have your mind just put totally, unless your mind is gone and his mind has replaced your mind. The Bible says, put on the mind of Christ. Amen?
Amen.
In other words, put on the Word of God. Don't think. Just follow the instructions. The Lord never called you to think. He called you to receive the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
And meditate on it, not any other thing that comes to you from Satan for your mind to think about. Then what?
I am telling you these truths so that no one will be able to deceive you with persuasive arguments.
Yeah, with, you know, satanic persuasive arguments. Because you have the Word of God. No one is satanic enough to persuade me with any kind of an argument, because the minute that they start doing that, I immediately know this is the devil. Amen?
Amen.
If I'm hiring an attorney to win a case for me, and he's saying derogatory things about me just because that he thinks I'm so stupid that I wouldn't know that, I tell him, listen, you, I could go down the tubes without paying you money. I'm not going to pay you money to go down the tubes. Now either change that in your motion or I'm going to fire you. Amen? I've got that wisdom enough to know that we have to defend the gospel. And he's tearing the church down because of something some unsaved idiot newspaper man said that's insane. Now, as I said before, the whole world will say that Paul was mad, he was insane, or that every Christian is insane to an unsaved person. And to the saved people, to us, to God, they're insane. Amen?
Amen.
They're mad. It said of Paul before he was saved, he was insane, mad. He was killing people. Like Bush and the whole administration is. They're insane. Because God does not condone that. Amen?
Amen.
So anyone that condones arms like Pat Robertson and all these other ministers, they're insane. They don't have the Father. They don't have the Word of God. Because if they did, they wouldn't be condoning and exalting the people that are over there using carnal weapons. Our weapons of warfare are not carnal, but spiritual. To the pulling down of strongholds. Amen?
Amen.
Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. All right? Pray to the Lord, and the Lord will do it. But you have to be saved first. And also, we have to be keeping the commandments. Because if the Word of God is abiding in us richly, and we are living or abiding in Him, then whatsoever we ask, Lord, stop the war. He says, I'll do it. Whatsoever. Now, the reason, we'll say, we've prayed, but you don't have the Word abiding in you strong enough for God to honor such a prayer as that. And you don't have the Word of God in you strong enough to even stop it from raining. Or to make it rain. I do. You've seen me do it many times, haven't you?
Yes.
All right? Well, let the Word, I'm nobody special. If the Word abides in you strongly enough, and you are keeping His commandments, He'll do the same thing for you. Amen?
Amen.
And if President Bush would repent and would do the same thing, He'd do the same for him. Spending trillions of dollars on military, carnal military might when we have God. It wasn't military might that tore Egypt upside down, was it?
No.
It was God. Amen?
Amen?
And He can tear any country apart, or anybody, any time that we pray. Okay, then what?
Even though I am far away from you, my heart is with you, and I am most happy because you are living as you should and because of your firm faith in Christ.
In the Word of God. God said, these signs shall follow those who believe. They shall lay hands on those that are sick and afflicted, and they shall recover. Amen?
Amen.
Did you ever see that happen around here?
Yes.
Well, then you know that's true, huh?
Amen.
And it isn't just, it doesn't say for Tony, does it?
No.
It says for whosoever. All right? So you're going to have to start having confidence in the Word of God. When you say, well, I just don't think I can. No, you're just saying that you don't think God will honor His Word. And that means you're calling God a liar. Don't get used to calling God a liar. If you do well, He'll bless you too. Amen?
Amen.
But if not, sin lies at the door. Amen?
Amen.
He can do anything through you if you're doing everything that He says. He can do everything that He has done through me and even more. God only knows what He'd do through you if you would abide in Him and let His words abide in you. Okay, then what?
And now, just as you have accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to live in obedience to Him.
Yeah, to the Word. The Lord is the Word. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And still is God. And then He stepped out of eternity into time in the flesh of a human man. Amen?
Amen.
And He shed His blood for us. And we can be saved and washed in His blood and forgiven of all our former sins. And then He will change us. If we die, the Bible says we never die if we're in Him. Amen?
Amen.
Though ye die, yet shall ye live. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
Let your roots of faith grow deep into Him and pull in nourishment from Him so you may grow greatly in faith, powerful and full of spiritual vitality in the truth that you were taught.
The Lord gave me that line very early this morning. I love that. Vitality. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
Let your lives run over with thanksgiving because of everything Christ has done.
Yeah, let your cup run over. Read that again.
Let your lives run over with thanksgiving because of everything Christ has done.
Because the Lord, when you thank the Lord and constantly you're thankful, He won't withhold any good thing from you. When He sends in finances to keep the work going, thank Him. Let your thanks overflow. You can't thank God enough. Amen?
Amen.
Because you know it's going to win souls, and that all these souls are going to this church's credit. Okay, we'll be rewarded for whatever we do in obedience to the Lord. Okay, then what?
Don't let anyone lead you astray with worthless and empty philosophy and unscriptural nonsense, which comes from man, human thinking, and from the world, the will of the evil powers of this world, and are not from Christ. For in Christ, the fullness of God lives in a human body.
Okay, now let's go to King James for a while.
In whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ.
He says, I'm with you in the spirit. I'm with you with the word. Amen. I'm telling you these things. Don't let any of these people preach nonsense, satanic nonsense to you. If you know the word, you'll be able to come back to them, against them, all right? But if you don't, you just listen to them and pretend like you're intelligent. Put an intelligent look on your face. That doesn't do anything to the devil. You have to be equipped with the word of God and the arms and the armor so you can fight him back. Okay, then what?
As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. Rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
Yeah, in a human body. Okay, that's what I mean. In a human male body. Okay, then what?
and ye are complete in him which is the head of all principality and power, in whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ.
The circumcision of your heart. Okay, then go ahead and read mine.
For in Christ the fullness of God lives in a human body, and you are made complete through your union with Christ. He is Lord over every ruler, power, principality, and authority in the universe. When you came to Christ, you were circumcised, but not by man's hands. It was spiritually
done.
Not
by any physical operation of man. Amen?
Amen.
You were circumcised. The minute you asked him to come into you, he circumcised your heart, cut away all the flesh, the old life. Then what? Go ahead.
It was spiritually done. It was the cutting away of our former sinful nature. For you were buried with Christ when you were baptized, and you were raised with him to a new life because you trusted the almighty power of God who raised Christ from the dead.
Yeah, do you trust that the Lord will raise you from the dead as well if you stay in the Word?
Yes.
If you stay in the Spirit? Yes. Well, trust also that he will not if you don't stay in the Word, the Spirit, in Christ. Because he said he won't. But he said he will if the same Spirit dwells in you that yanked Christ up from the dead. Amen?
Amen.
And a lot of the graveyard, a lot of the people in the graveyard came up with him. The power was so strong. And they were seen walking all over town. People that had been dead for years. Okay, then what?
You were dead because of your sins and because your sinful nature had not yet been cut off.
Yeah, the sinful nature had not been circumcised off of your heart. Amen?
Amen.
That's the kind of circumcision that we have to be circumcised, that of the heart, the Spirit does that to us. Cuts away all the fleshy nature, sinful nature. Then what?
Then God made you alive with Christ. He forgave all our former sins. He canceled the record that had the charges against us.
Guys, he just went into the office there of the law and took all those records and threw them in a fire. Amen?
Yeah.
All this list of sins that you had there, because they're all washed away. Now you don't want to sin anymore. The Lord says, go and sin no more now that I burned all your, these old records of yours. Because if you do, a worse thing will happen to you, because you won't be able to repent anymore. So make sure that you don't live according to your sinful fleshy nature. Go back to the sinful fleshy nature. It'd be like putting the circumcision, uncircumcision back on you. It's like somebody going and getting circumcised in the flesh, then having the flesh sewed back on again. That's worse than that, because this is like your fleshly nature is gone, you become spiritual, and then you want to go back and sew your old sinful nature back onto you. All right, I hate getting so graphic, but maybe this is the only way you understand, right? Then what?
He canceled the record that had the charges against us. He took it and destroyed it by nailing it to Christ's cross.
Yeah, that's bigger than throwing it in. Just throws it right in the fire of hell. Amen?
Amen.
The sea of God's forgetfulness, the Bible says, King James. Then what?
In this way, God disarmed the evil rulers and authorities. He shamed them publicly by his victory over them on the cross of Christ.
Okay, now you can go into the King James.
Buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses.
Right, because when he came into you, he circumcised you right there, right?
Yes.
Okay, then what?
Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Let no man therefore judge you in meat, or in drink, or in respect of an holy day, or of the new moon.
You can eat whatever you will, just ask the Lord to bless it. You can drink, those are ordinances, were just shadows of that which was to come. Or the respect of a holy day or a Sabbath. The Sabbath is now in the Spirit, amen? That's where rest is, amen?
Amen.
For God's sake, the Bible says so. How can there be churches that say Seventh-day Adventists? They need to rest in the Lord from their old sinful nature every day. Amen?
Amen.
Somebody ought to tell these Seventh-day Adventists. I put it in a literature called the, you know, the True Sabbath or something to that effect. True what? The True Believer's Sabbath. And that I put it in there years ago about that. It's a seven-day Sabbath. Like the Lord was saying, his disciples are going through the cornfield on the Sabbath, and here they're picking corn because the Holy Spirit said it's all right. Okay?
Yes.
Because the kingdom of heaven is not eat and drink. Man was not made for the Sabbath, but the Sabbath was made for man. Rest was made for a man in Christ. We rest. Amen?
Amen.
From our old sinful nature. But if you still are lusting, then you still have not been circumcised in your heart, your flesh, and you're not meditating on the word of the Lord at all. It has to be every day. Amen?
Amen.
Because you don't want to be left out, do you?
No.
Left on the outside of heaven? Okay, then what?
Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink, or in respect of an holy day, or of the new moon, or of the Sabbath days.
See, of the Sabbath days. You know, nobody's supposed to say, this is the Sabbath, or that's the Sabbath. Every day is the Sabbath. Amen?
Amen.
Every day you're resting from your old works. Your own works. You're working for the Lord now. Amen?
Amen.
You're resting totally. The Lord doesn't want you to rest one day from your old works and then go out 6 days and do your old works. Amen?
Amen.
He wants you to rest every day. He wants you to Sabbath every day. From your old works and be in the Spirit. Now you're not saved saved not to do your own works. You're saved to do the work of the Lord, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing that we can do to be saved of our own works, but after we're saved we have to go and do the works of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
We have to continue Christ's work. Right? It's the gift of God to those that believe. By faith we're saved. But after we're saved, then by faith we must do the works of the Lord. Come and follow me. Amen?
Amen.
Deny yourself what you want to do. And do what I say. I want to give you understanding of what I want you to do. I want you to win souls to the Lord. To me, he said. Okay, then what?
Which are a shadow of things to come.
All these things are a shadow of things to come. The Sabbath and all that. Now when the real Sabbath came, the rest, the Lord Jesus Christ, then we come and rest in him permanently. 365 days a year, amen?
Amen.
That's the Sabbath day. It's not a day. It's from now and on. Now, we're still here in the time zone, but we're also in the heavenly zone. We're eternal now. We're living in the time zone, but we're eternal. Amen?
Amen.
So there's eternity in us. Most people have to wait. You know, they think you have to wait until you die to be eternal. No, you're eternal right now because you're never going to die, the Bible says, if you continue on in the faith. Amen?
Amen.
So your spirit is eternally saved if you continue on in the faith. Even though you're living in time. Now, do you think the Lord was eternal?
Yes.
When he came into the world, into the time zone? Amen?
Yes.
He was, wasn't he?
Yes.
But he was living in time and he was doing his work in the time zone. So the eternity that's in us wants us to work in the time zone for eternity, to bring other people into eternal life. Do you understand?
Yes.
Good. Then what?
But the body is of Christ.
But the body of all of the people in the body of Christ, that's of Christ. Amen?
Amen.
What?
Let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshiping of angels, intruding into those things which he hath not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind.
you know, telling you that angels came and told you something, that you don't have to do what the Word of God says. I don't care if you have a vision of God himself coming and talking to you and telling you something other than what the Bible tells you. Taught to go to hell. Amen?
Amen.
Don't you listen to it. And so how much less if angels come and tell you something. Just come against it in the blood and you'll see it'll be removed. Amen?
Amen.
That's understanding and wisdom of the Lord. Amen? Not everybody knows these things. Unfortunately, they're supposed to. Okay, then what?
And not holding the head from which all the body by joints and bands, having nourishment, ministered and knit together, increaseth with the increase of God.
Okay, now read mine up to that point.
Do not let anyone condemn you for what you eat or drink, or for not celebrating certain holy days, or new moon ceremonies, or Sabbaths.
Yeah, don't condemn anybody for that. But just tell them that they have to live the Sabbath every day, the rest in the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Now, if you didn't believe it a couple of years ago when I wrote it, 2, 3, 4 years ago, oh, it's maybe 5 years ago when I was still in prison for the gospel, wasn't it? Yeah, I think so. Well, believe it now, okay? Because you know more now than you did then. Okay, you approached the things that I said apprehensively, you know. Just keep reading it and reading the Word, and you'll eventually see that I was telling you the truth, amen? And I still am. Okay, then what else?
For these rules were only shadows of the real thing.
But it's not me, it's the Lord telling you the truth, amen?
Amen.
For these things are just a shadow, what?
Of the real thing, which is Christ himself.
Yeah, they were a shadow of the Lord, and then when the Lord came, that did away with all those preliminary things, the shadows. It did away with all the shadows. Now we have the light, okay? The Bible, you know, the song doesn't go, I saw the shadow, I saw the shadow. But say, I saw the light, amen?
Amen.
Now you don't look at shadows anymore. You rest in the Lord every day. Isn't that better?
Amen.
Because we have the power for to be able to do that. Okay, then what?
Don't let anyone condemn you by insisting on a self-denial that is not led by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, now we're to deny ourselves and take up the cross and follow the Lord, but not some denial that somebody tells you you have to do. It has to be spiritual from the Word of God. Okay? Now, people don't know the difference between a physical denial and a spiritual one. To walk in the Lord spiritually, denying yourself, it's enough that we do as he says. Amen?
Amen.
That's denial. Because I want to take a ride out into the country today, and the Lord says, write this literature. Well, I'm not going to take a whip like the Buddhists and Catholics do and whip my behind. Okay? That's physical denial. Okay? Oh, they're going to abuse themselves. And then there are other things that they tell them to do. You know, only eat rice. And if you nod out, they hit you with a big paddle. That is, you know, or just fast all the time like Barry Sepps does, you know, when it's not the Lord telling him to do that. The Bible says we can't fast when the bridegroom is with us, amen?
Amen.
Well, the bridegroom is with me, but the Lord, let the Lord put me on a fast. That's a spiritual fast, amen?
Amen.
Because he told me that I have to fast half the time, eat half the time. And I've been doing that for years, and then also he's now showed me to eat. If you start eating right, then you'll live 20 years longer, and I want you to live. And if you exercise, what, not a full, you know, not, you know, like I used to before I was saved, but just exercise, you'll live 20 years longer. So I just ate, I kept eating everything, and I don't really care if I live that. And all of a sudden, I started getting symptoms that were too, I didn't want to live with these symptoms, and I went and checked out, and it was diabetes. So if I would have eaten properly and not lived on candy bars and everything to get my energy up, I wouldn't have it now if I would have listened to the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
And then if I would have exercised a little bit, I wouldn't have it either. But now I'm really on a fast because there's very few items that I can eat. Now that's a spiritual fast. Amen?
Amen.
because if I destroy my body knowingly, if I abuse it, well, then the Lord will destroy it. Amen?
Amen.
And I don't want to disobey the Lord or else I go to hell. You mean for just not eating, right, and working out? Yes, because God told me to do that, and if I don't do it, then it's disobedience, okay? And disobedience is the same as witchcraft. Now, that's a real, that isn't will worship or a carnal fast. It's definitely of the Lord, all right? Now, you have to learn how to rightly divide the word. And so the Lord doesn't want us to... go ahead, read that again.
Don't let anyone condemn you by insisting on a self-denial that is not led by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, that is like a carnal self-denial. Because they think that you shouldn't eat meat. That you, if you're around impulses, go ahead and don't eat meat. Around them, you might throw their soul. But that doesn't mean that you're not supposed to eat meat. Amen?
Amen.
Or if you like to drink something, you know. Don't drink, he says, wine. Of course, we don't drink. We just drink what the Lord tells us to drink. Amen?
Amen.
It's just, everything is the Spirit, right?
Yes.
Okay, then what?
And don't let anyone tell you that you must worship angels, even if they tell you they have been told these things in visions from God.
Yeah. Oh, I had a vision from God. And the vision said that we must worship Michael the Archangel. You know this is of the devil. Then go ahead.
And don't let anyone tell you that you must worship angels, even if they tell you they have been told these things in visions from God.
Yeah, if they told you that, they were hearing from the devil. Amen?
Amen.
You're not supposed to worship angels or anyone but the Lord. Okay, the triune God. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
These are people who claim humility, but their sinful minds have made them proud, even to God.
Yeah, even against God. Because the Word of God totally tells you not to do that. And then they're so proud that they think that they can come against the Word of God. They're going to burn. Okay, then what?
But they are not united or connected to Christ, the head of the body.
They're not even one member of the Lord's body. Don't listen to them. Then what?
For we are joined together by his powerful sinews, and we grow only as we get our nourishment and power from God through his word, which is spirit, food, drink.
Yeah, it's our air, everything. Amen?
Amen.
Powerful sinews of God, bands and sinews. And the nourishment we get is from the Lord, from the word, from the spirit, from Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
You have died with Christ, and he has set you free from the evil powers of this world.
So, okay, now King James.
Wherefore, if ye be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why, as though living in the world, are ye subject to ordinances, touch not, taste not, handle not, which all are to perish with the using after the commandments and doctrines of men? Which things have indeed a show of wisdom in will worship and humility and neglecting of the body, not in any honor to the satisfying of the flesh.
Okay, yeah, that's like the... Okay, that's where they do those things, whip their behinds and crawl on their knees to the Lady of Guadalupe with their babies in their arms on rocks on their knees, you know. Like this is, oh man, they look so holy. So devoted, you know, and wear shawls over their heads. Don't let anybody hoodwink you into such stupidity. Okay? Okay, read what I've done.
You have died with Christ, and he has set you free from the evil powers of this world. So why do you keep following the rules of the world, such as don't handle, don't eat, don't touch? Such rules are only teachings of humans. They teach things that are gone at the moment we use them.
Yeah, I mean, if you eat a pork chop, it's gone, you know. Right?
Yeah.
You can eat a pork chop if you want. I mean, I don't think it's food myself, but, you know, I'm not going to send somebody's soul to hell for eating a pork chop. Amen?
Amen.
The only thing is I just don't want it in my house. Okay. Then what else?
These rules may seem wise because they require willpower, false humility, and bodily discipline. But they have no spiritual effect when it comes to destroying or having victory over the person's evil thoughts and desires.
Right, so if these things had any power, spiritual power to them, well then, by all means, do them. Amen?
Amen.
They have no spiritual power to bring you into subjection to the Spirit of the Lord at all. Amen?
Amen.
So, the kingdom of heaven is not food and drink. Whatever you put in the things, it isn't what you put into the body that defiles it. It's what comes out of it. Amen?
Amen.
Right?
Right.
Okay, then what?
That's it.
Okay, well, praise the Lord. That was the second chapter of Colossians. And the Lord willing, we'll be doing the third chapter this evening to be read tomorrow morning. And God bless you till then.